Bangladesh survives a terrible cyclone. Christians are responding. The church expresses a vibrant love for orphans, and a Bible translation support group celebrates a $1 million donation. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The death toll from Cyclone Sidr in Bangladesh could reach 10,000 once rescuers get to outlying islands. Jacob Kramer is with the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee. He says the area is reeling from the impact.
We got to organize the supply lines, and a lot of the roads are washed out. It's helping the people for today and for tomorrow. Then we will hope to respond in a stronger way with a distribution of at least 1 month or 2 months. We will follow that up with looking at the agricultural effects.
Kramer notes that this could well pave the way for ministry in the future.
They are known to the population as Christians who bring health care and who now in their time of need are there again with food. That is a strong witness to the people, both in deed, but also in the spoken word. We pray that we will have good opportunity to show the love of Christ.
Next, Pakistan's newly appointed Supreme Court is upholding President Pervez Musharraf's election. Musharraf is now under pressure to end emergency rule and restore order prior to the parliamentary elections in January. The World Bible Translation Center is urging prayer for the Christians there. There are many who want to be bold in their faith and are committed to sharing the gospel. Pray that they'll be able to remain faithful to God even in the midst of their afflictions. You're listening to Mission Network News. HIV/AIDS is becoming a growing problem in India. Many humanitarian groups like Orphan Outreach are concerned. President of Orphan Outreach Mike Duras says India is facing an HIV crisis.
India has over 2 million people that are HIV positive, and the prognosis is that India could be like Africa soon, I mean, as far as numbers. In India alone, there's 35 million children who are classified as orphans. And so when you look at the enormity of the problem, and because of the emerging age crisis, that's one of the reasons we picked India as a country to target for orphan care.
In the next 2 to 5 years, the number's expected to double. Orphan Outreach is supporting an HIV group home in the slums of Pune while also helping to establish schools. While funding is needed for these efforts, they also need you.
We need more people that are willing to go and actually minister there. And the kids are very receptive to the gospel.
Elsewhere, there are more than 143 million orphans worldwide. Every 14 seconds, an AIDS death creates another orphan. And more than 800,000 children pass through America's foster care system each year. It's time for the body of Christ to step up. Bethany Christian Services' John Van Valkenburg says that's why they're part of an awareness campaign called Cry of the Orphan.
It's the Lord's word that calls us to help the situation with the orphan and calls the church to get involved. And it is pure religion to help the least of these in helping widows and orphans.
It's a call to action.
We at Bethany Christian Services are glad to be involved in many different levels. International adoption, adoption of children in foster care, which can be considered today's orphan here in the United States. Or if we're talking about churches coming together in the number of different ways that they can help with orphan care.
And the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange and the Boston Medical Center recently donated a $1 million turboprop airplane to JARS. JARS, a ministry of Wycliffe Bible Translators, speeds Bible translation by providing quality services to the missionary teams. It'll be a great addition to the fleet, which serves 5 countries with operations in Asia, the Pacific, and Africa. The Pilatus PC-6 is well-suited for the conditions common in the field of operations. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which will kindle the fires of prayer in your heart. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.